Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our leadoff man is the one and only Ben Hankinson, agent extraordinaire that does all kinds of great things. Of course, grew up right here in the great state of Minnesota and Edina, to be specific. And Matt, Ben, this has been trying times for everybody. But what about from an agent's perspective, when this shuts down, what happens next? I mean, you have contracts in flux, incentives in flux, guys, service time, free agents. What's the first thing you did when this thing shut down?
I turned on the radio. I went to 830 and
there you go.
Figure out what's next. I needed news. I needed a laugh. I needed sports. So listen to 830 and then Mike Max.
Good,
get it all too.
Good way to start it, man. You can drive yourself crazy, right, if you're not careful?
Right. It's, first and most importantly, these guys are humans, all my clients, all these athletes, all of us in this world, and we got to take care of ourselves and our families and try to slow this thing down like everyone's doing. And day by day, you get more restricted, and we all take it, you know, hopefully more serious. I do see some craziness out there where people are flooding the stores and everything else. But these guys that I have as clients, they have questions. They want to know, you know, should they go home? Okay, so you have these, say, Timberwolves basketball players or Wild hockey players. Do they stay here? Some of them are just traded here or in, you know, short-term living, and they have families at home maybe. They have young kids, so they have parents that can help, but they can't be with their older parents, obviously, either. And then you know, they have gyms. They have, you know, places to train maybe at home in their summer places where they have an ability to do a little bit more to stay in shape when this thing does start up. So
sure,
there's all kinds of questions about that. And then, obviously, like you said, contracts. What happens, you know, this year? What happens next year? You know, what are the options going forward? And there's a lot of questions and not a lot of answers right now. Most importantly, stay healthy, and hopefully this stuff will figure itself out if we flatten this thing.
So somewhere it was floated the idea that the NHL season plays out in North Dakota once they get to, because there's lots of open spaces there. They're not even shut down yet. Does that make even a hint of sense to you?
A hint. But, you know, do the people in North Dakota want the...
Well, I was thinking that, too. Yeah, you want planes coming in?
Right. It's the same as these small little towns where people have cabins. So they're not, they don't want everyone there. The hospitals aren't ready for that. But the plan is when things are cleared, certainly. So it makes a little bit of sense. I haven't, dug into it enough. So that's kind of a little bit of news to me, Maxie, figuring out, you know, how that's going to work. The one thing I will tell you, though, is everyone wants to get back to normal. Everyone has their own little things. They're obviously their jobs. They want to make money, and pro sports aren't any different. They want to get the fans back in the seats, back to normal. They want to play. They want to have a championship team that season. And when, if it does happen in hockey, they want the playoffs. They want to declare a champion, and they can push it back in hockey if this thing gets cleared. And it might be in September, October, November. And then the off season is maybe, you know, November, and then they start again in late November, December. But, you know, usually hockey is slower in October and November. You have the NFL, the snow's not flying. So once January, February rolls around, things heat up because the NFL season's over, the Super Bowl's over. So for them, it makes sense to push it back and maybe have you know, some regular season games to prime the teams and to make it more fair for the teams like the Wild and these other teams that, if it's today, they're on the outside looking in, and at least even the playing field. Some teams have played 69 games, some 71. So, you know, get the guys back. There's injuries that could happen if everyone just jumps in the playoffs. And, you know, more importantly, they could get a regular season finish. They could get a playoffs done and say October, and then start the season in November sometime. So that's in a perfect world. There's obviously a lot of things that have to happen. And does that ever happen? Who knows? If I'm a betting man, it's 50-50.
Well, and if you're an agent, I mean, can you imagine if you've got 1 month to negotiate all your free agents?
Right. And then, you know, guys come back and they jam into they haven't done anything for 3 months except, you know, train. They can't skate. There's no ice, mm-hmm. and they can't train really at their gyms. They're doing their home workouts, which is kind of hard to, you know, as we know, as the everyday average mom or dad, you know, it's hard to train yourself.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you can say whatever you want. There ain't a lot of energy in that one room, you know?
Right. So they're not as ready as they should be. And you know, you get injured if you do play, and it could be the end of someone's career too. And in the last, you know, part of their contracts, which I think if you look at the NHL, I want to say between 30% and 40%, it might even be 35-36%, are in their last year of the contract. So that's a lot of players. If there's 700 players, you know, that's 230 or whatever there is of them.
Wow. What about the Beauty League? Our summer staple question. That's the epitome of Minnesota.
So if there's no NHL season, the Beauty League, it could be in great shape, where the fans can spread out and watch, and these guys want to play. But if there is an NHL season, we'll have to figure out how we push that to a more desirable time. But as of now, we plan on having that, and we hope we can have that because there's some charities, and maybe we switch that around. And there's different needs now, and you know, we want to raise some money for people locally here and help out the people who support it.
What you know, you're as much a counselor probably right now as an agent. What is their biggest fear right now, players? Is it getting the virus? Is it just the uncertainty of will I ever get to play or see my contract through? What is it?
I think it's the same thing we all have. You know, you got to look selfishly. What do you have saved up? You know, what could this look like? You know, what can we do to stay healthy? And that's where you lean on the NHL GMs too. Like, you know, do they have a set up there in their hometown? Do they move back home? When do I go? How do I be? Guys are hurt. Jake Gensel, like, he's coming back from an injury. Nick Bjugstad, those are two Pittsburgh Penguins players. And, you know, do they can't do rehab with their team now. You know, are they to the point where they can do it on their own in Pittsburgh better or back in Minnesota? So those are the questions that everyone's just trying to figure out. You know, where do I go from here?
I mean, for you right now, is it boring? Are you constantly on the phone? Or are you trying to evaluate, look at status of guys, look at prospects you might want to sign? What do you do?
Well, that's a great question. And I think a lot of putting out fires and helping out, you know, not necessarily getting paid. I get paid 100% commission, Maxi, so I get a percent of whatever the players get. So there's a big decision to be made, too, on whether players take their last paychecks. Does that go into this year to next year? They're going to get hit hard. The players split 50% the profits with the owners. So this year, when it's a big, huge loss, you know, like let's say a player makes on average, say not on average, but $1 million, they could be down, you know, 30-some percent of their contract. So they're getting whacked. And do they put that money into next year? There's a new CBA coming. That affects the cap if the numbers are low this year for next year. Now, what happens to the Wild if the cap goes from, you know, $81.5 million to $70-some million? Now you got to start buying out players, and it gets to be a huge, as you know, everything in life, a domino effect, though.
Yep.
Trickles down. So, yeah, I'm doing a little bit of that. I've done some contracts for local guys. Tommy Novak just signed a contract with the Nashville Predators. Todd Richards' son, who's a former Gopher, Todd Richards, his son won two national championships with Duluth. And he basically grew up in Columbus, where Todd was coaching before, after he coached the Wild. And he signed with the New York Rangers. I have Gustav Olofsson just signed a contract with Montreal. He's a former Wild defenseman.
Yep.
And a couple other ones that we've been working on, too. So I'm trying to get ahead of it, try to do some work when I can right now when it's a little bit slower. But other than that, yeah, just trying to help, like, walk these guys through scenarios that, you know, I don't have the answers to either.
Hmm. All right. Stay in touch with us. Always fun to talk to you, Ben, about all of the above. But I hope the Beauty League makes it one way or the other this summer.
Awesome, Maxie. Thanks for having me. And continue to do what you do. You're keeping us all smile on our face and keeping us informed.
I appreciate it, buddy. Ben Hankinson, nice enough to join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.